pull the whole thing down. I'm going to bring the whole diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's going to be biblical.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Today, we'll hear from Kash Patel on why it's important to impeach the Biden Crime Syndicate. It's about televising their treason for the world to see. Did you know it was just discovered that China Joe and Hunter were just busted for yet another confirmed $5.1 million bribe from China? I'll bring you those details today. We're in the Great Awakening. It's about showing the people. Eventually, what's happening will work for our good. Imagine if, by law, every politician and their extended family was audited annually. Sound too good to be true? Trump and the Q team are draining the swamp. The satanic New World Order criminal cabal has slush funds everywhere. Think Ukraine. Today, we'll hear the truth about what's really going on in Ukraine's war with Russia without the fake news propaganda spin. Bioclandestine shared, Zelensky tells CNN it is very important that Biden must admit Ukraine into NATO now, after the catastrophic losses in the failed counteroffensive. Ukraine's only chance is direct military intervention from the U.S. and NATO, i.e., full-scale World War III. To the right, Bioclandestine continued, Zelensky is desperate to drag the U.S. into the conflict because his army failed. Biden is desperate to cover up his direct involvement in deep state criminality in Ukraine. The globalists are desperate to hang on to their deep state headquarters via proxy. Desperate people are dangerous. Full-scale, kinetic World War III is a real possibility, and it could officially start as early as next week. Bioclandestine continued, Russia has warned the UN for almost a year that Ukraine have plans to use the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant as a dirty nuclear bomb in order to blame it on Russia and justify NATO military intervention. Zelensky is now desperate enough where he might do it. That was in response to credible military sources reporting that on July 5th, at night, the armed forces of Ukraine will try to attack the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant using long-range precision weapons, as well as kamikaze unmanned aerial vehicles. At the same time, they are planning to drop ammunition from an aircraft, which is equipped with radioactive waste, taken out on July 3rd from the South Ukrainian nuclear power plant to one of the military airfields of Ukraine. The backup plan for the release of radioactive substances provides for the use of a high-precision projectile, we'll call it a TU, with a warhead filled with radioactive waste. That's the way things are. We'll talk about the economy, including the battle between a new Fed digital currency backed by nothing versus BRICS, a currency that could officially be backed by gold as early as August. And we'll hear from former U.S. Army Colonel Douglas McGregor on why he's predicting a financial implosion with banks shutting down. He says there won't even be a 2024 election. A surging national debt means big gains for gold. The debt ceiling drama ended with nominal budget cuts and a shiny new credit card with no limit for the federal government. The first business day after, the U.S. Treasury increased our national debt by over $350 billion. It's no wonder Google searches for how to buy gold hit record levels in 2023. It's as simple as calling the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group has the No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. Q-Drop 3381 was originally posted July 8th of 2019, so a four-year delta. Q says, example, Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States. Follow the family. Corruption in D.C. How to get rich. Are liberals willfully blind or Do they simply not research? Do they simply not care? Do they turn a blind eye? Q links this Washington Examiner article, $15 billion contract in Iraq for Biden's little brother exposes Obama ahead of debate. Biden's brother, $1.5 billion contract in Iraq. Next, Q shows us this New York Post article, troubling reason why Biden is so soft on China. Biden's son, $1.5 billion deal with China. Coincidence? It's time to drain the swamp. Here's our favorite president discussing the Biden crime syndicate over the weekend. He's going to share how China Joe and Hunter are common criminals, and they've uncovered yet another $5.1 million bribe the Bidens received from China.
Just think of the massive Biden corruption unveiled in the past few weeks alone. According to representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan, who are doing a fantastic job, by the way, at least 9 Biden family members were paid vast sums of money through 20 different shell companies for no legitimate reason at all. They can't figure it out. While Crooked Joe was vice president, he was using that as a cash machine. In addition, we learned the FBI has explosive evidence that Joe Biden took bribes from Ukraine, yet the corrupt FBI, it's out of control, not only covered it up, they stayed silent while crazy Nancy Pelosi, little Adam Schiff, how about that beauty, little Adam Schiff, and the radical Democrats impeached me, they impeached me. But that was just the beginning, because they also indicted me a couple of years later for asking questions about the Biden bribery scam. Just happened to ask. It turned out I was right. This is a sick nest of people that needs to be cleaned out and cleaned out immediately. Turned out I was right. It turned out I was right. I had to go through 2 impeachments, and I was right on both of them, and it's been proven. And especially with the laptop from hell, it's been proven. It's been right there, right in front of their eyes. Last week, an IRS whistleblower revealed that Crooked Joe sat in a room while his son Hunter messaged a Chinese Communist Party top official. And he said, I quote, "I am sitting here with my father, Sleepy Joe. And we would like to," and by the way, he may not be as sleepy as we thought, you know, based on all this stuff. "And we would like to understand, with the commitment made, what has happened? Why has it not been fulfilled? Why haven't you sent us the money? Tell the director that I would like to resolve this right now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight." I didn't know he was a tough guy. He is. They are with our money. They're not with our nation, because they're giving it away to other countries. And if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, top person, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that's Dad. Hi, Dad. Remember, he said he was the smartest person he's ever met. By the way, at some time does Joe Biden say, you know, this son thing's just not working out very well? At some point, but it won't matter if the press doesn't catch it. Remember that. But the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, you will regret not following my rejection and direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call, and he says he wants it right now. I'm sitting waiting for the call with my father. Within 10 days, the Bidens collected $5.1 million from China for no reason whatsoever. They didn't do anything. Once again, Trump was right. Trump was right. They have these hats. Trump was right about everything. I don't know about everything, but we were right about a lot, Marjorie, right? A lot. Joe Biden is corrupt, and Joe Biden is a very compromised president. He's being paid off just like a common criminal gets paid off, just a more sophisticated manner and much larger numbers. But he's totally protected by the Department of Justice and by the fake news media, which has been weaponized to a degree we have never, ever seen before. This is a crime 100 times bigger than Watergate, and they just don't want to write about it. When I get back in office, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to investigate every detail of the Biden crime family of corruption. So incredible. And again, out of respect for the office of president, I would never be talking this way, even knowing a lot of this stuff. I have too much respect for the office. But once they do what they did to me and to you, by doing what they did, so corrupt, I said, now the gloves are off from that standpoint. What they've done is so terrible. So I'll speak differently than I would have 3 weeks ago. Because you never heard me use this kind of language. I wouldn't want to, out of respect for our country and for the office. But we really have no choice. These people are sick. They're sick people.
Purpose of impeachment. I hate this talk about it. Let's impeach Joe Biden. It's completely pointless. But as you know, doing an impeachment is the bringing of charges, which will allow for the American public to see the trial and the documents and the testimony from these people. That's the purpose of it, in my opinion, to get their statements out, to get the documents out, to get the recordings out. So DOJ and FBI can't rig another presidential election so that we, the American people, can say, we saw this, we heard this, we don't believe you, and we're voting X. Instead of DOJ and FBI saying, we're never going to interfere with presidential elections, but we are when the curtains are closed. Yeah. And I'm sick and tired of it.
I think they're going to protect him 100%. Until he is no longer needed. Then he will be a useful idiot, and then they'll destroy him. And they'll all turn on him. And they'll all tell the stories about how bad he was and what he... They'll do to him what they did to Andrew Cuomo. That's how quickly they'll flip on the guy once they cannot use him anymore.
Q-Drop 3383 was also originally posted July 8th of 2019. It opens with this graphic. U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. The Paris Accord equals scam trillions. Red Cross equals scam billions. Foreign aid equals scam trillions. War, think the war industrial complex, equals scam trillions. On and on. Who audits where the money actually goes? Who actually receives the money? The U.S. taxpayer is funding the very people we are engaged in taking down. So we're funding the very people, the satanic New World Order, deep state criminal cabal, who are the very people that Trump, our favorite president, also known as Q+, and the Q team, in cooperation with the United States military, is trying to take down. Slush funds everywhere. So think Ukraine. We're going to tell you the truth today about what's really happening in Ukraine. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket. The hole is deep. Feel sick yet?
Let me get this straight. So we pay taxes in America. If we don't pay taxes, well, go to jail. They tax the money you make. Then they tax the things you buy with the money they already taxed. And then they tax the property that you already own with the money that they taxed, that you use to buy the property that they tax, that you already own. And if you don't, they'll take your property and they'll throw you in jail. And the same people that threaten you with all of that, well, then they take your money and they line their pockets with it. And they also have the audacity to give it to their other criminal friends all over the world. And on top of that, they don't do anything that they say they're going to do when they get into office. And we have the audacity in this country to beat our chests and claim that we are free. There was one man, though, I can't quite remember his name, but he recently told me that these people didn't have my best interests in mind. This man tried to tell me who my oppressors were. And this man also tried to give me more of my money back. What was that man's name? It started with a D. His last name was a T. Anyway, I digress. We are oppressed in this country and all over the world. Mankind, humanity, we are oppressed. We are in one big prison. We are all slaves to people who don't have our best interests in mind. And then we let these people pit us against each other, gay, straight, black, white, Christian, Islam. We let them pit us against each other, Republican, Democrat, so that we spend all this time fighting amongst ourselves while they do all this stuff to us right out in the open. And we beat our chests and claim that we are free. I will say it again. We are oppressed. Slaves no more. Sheep no more. I'm tired of the fighting. To people in this country, I hope you understand, neither the Republican Party or the Democrat Party has your best interest in mind. Are there good people on both sides of the aisle? I do believe they are. But the puppet masters have complete control of just enough people. If we don't come together, we're finished.
Here's the rest of Q Drop 3383 after that initial graphic. Q says, imagine what would happen if, by law, every U.S. congressman, congresswoman, U.S. senator, president, etc., was, by U.S. law, audited every 1 to 2 years by an independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected official. Would Democrats continue to push for foreign aid to other countries versus the homeland? The answer is no. They do this because they receive kickbacks. These are all slush funds. What happens when the kickbacks dry up? And then Q questions the following. How did Maxine Waters obtain a $4 million house? Nancy Pelosi, net worth $150 million plus. Joe Biden, son and brother, net worth tens of millions. The Clinton family, $200 million plus. Pre-election, Bill Clinton, less than $1 million. Obama family, $40 million plus. Pre-election, again, less than $1 million. These kickbacks, these bribes, are disguised under book deals. Those who take are offered more powerful positions within the party. They're controlled. It's time to drain the swamp. Something very few people understand is that the foundation of the financing for the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal is through the Rothschild-owned Federal Reserve. Q Drop 3393 was originally posted July 9th of 2019. Q posts this graphic. It says, gold standard coming back, question mark? And Anon asks Q, do we have the gold? Q responds, yes. Gold shall destroy the Federal Reserve. Drop 3393 ends with this link to an article. Trump's Fed pick, Judy Shelton, gold standard explained. Before I read that article, I want to show you who Judy Shelton is. She's an American economic advisor to former President Donald Trump. She is known for her advocacy for a return to the gold standard and for her criticisms of the Federal Reserve. Trump announced on July 2nd, 2019, that he would nominate Shelton to the Fed. As President, Donald Trump named his picks to fill two influential seats on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. The price of gold surged. That may be because one of them, Judy Shelton, is a believer in the return to the gold standard, a money policy abandoned by the U.S. in 1971. Shelton is raising eyebrows among mainstream economists for her views, which include slashing the Fed's benchmark rate to zero and pegging the value of the dollar to gold prices. She's not the first Trump pick for the Fed to advocate a return to the gold standard, with his two previous failed Fed choices, Stephen Moore and Herman Cain, also advocating for a revival of the policy, a return to the gold standard. In this epic battle to save our nation, there's good versus evil, right versus wrong, truth versus lies. Another battlefield is the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. The Fed wants to maintain a fiat currency and move into a digital fiat currency. But the nations involved in BRICS, they want to move on to currency backed by gold. And that could happen as early as August. To the left, a total of 130 countries representing 98% of the global economy are now exploring digital versions of their currencies, with almost half in advanced development, pilot, or launch stage. Welcome to the monetary reset. So they want the Great Reset, Now look to the right of your screen. The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. The discussion of the new currency should take place at the upcoming BRICS meeting in Johannesburg in August. The decision was made due to the large number of countries wishing to join the BRICS. Q tells us we have the gold, and gold shall destroy the Fed. But how many of you actually know that the printing of fiat currency is actually a violation of the United States Constitution? Pay attention to this, and then we'll discuss the economy and hear from former U.S. Army Colonel Douglas McGregor.
It has been 247 years since the American people threw off the oppressive yoke of a foreign power and replaced it with the modern world's most glorious ruling document, the U.S. Constitution. One of the most pro-freedom constitutions in world history, and certainly in the modern world. Because, happily, the Constitution is based on the fundamental assumption that government is evil and the people must be able to defend against it. That Constitution, in my opinion, is America's superpower. It's what separates us from the beasts and from the socialists. After all, plenty of countries have independent-minded people, like, say, Australia or, once upon a time, Canada, and yet they have become docile subjects in a way that Americans have not, I think because of our Constitution. The First, Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments have been a lighthouse, bringing us back every time we stray, back towards a free people with the inalienable right to self-defense, both physically and politically, against what the framers saw as an inevitably predatory federal government. But the Constitution's greatest prizes are what's to come, the parts that are not currently enforced. The so-called Constitution in Exile that was set aside when FDR threatened to pack the court in the 1930s, an age when such despotism was, of course, popular. And it awaits nothing more than a Supreme Court with five individuals bold enough to actually read the Constitution they swear to uphold. Paramount among these economically are the 10th Amendment, just 27 words long, and another 31 words in the Contracts Clause. The 10th says anything not literally spelled out in the Constitution is reserved for the people or the states. This would abolish almost everything the federal government does today. They'd be down to national defense, courts, and naming post offices. Essentially, every single policy pushed today in a presidential campaign, everything from Democrats, most of what comes from Republicans, is, per the 10th, unconstitutional. Among the things the 10th would abolish include the Federal Reserve, indeed paper money, because the Constitution delegates neither. The federal government is allowed to regulate money, as in ensure that a 1 ounce gold coin, in fact, contains 1 ounce of gold. It cannot print unbacked confetti. Only states can issue money, and even then, only, quote, gold and silver coin. The federal government also cannot mandate the use of paper money, legal tender, and the federal government certainly cannot direct a private company, the Federal Reserve, to run our economy. The second game changer is the Contracts Clause, which says that no state shall make any law impairing the obligation of contracts. That sounds small, but it would completely transform our world. It would return us to the golden age of the late 1800s that built our modern economy. Because if you have the absolute right to contract, it means you can produce anything, you can sell anything, you can buy anything you like. That repeals the entire administrative state that is progressively crushing the American economy and threatening political rights that ultimately rest on property rights. If you can't eat, you won't speak. The Constitution, fully enforced, is the blueprint for a free and prosperous society. It's been exciting watching the Supreme Court overturn decades of bad law, and I'm hopeful that they keep going to disarm the unconstitutional monetary administrative regime that has enslaved us. It will not happen tomorrow, but I'm optimistic that we have the solution in our hands, and the fiat administrative regime is living on borrowed time.
Protect your family's hard-earned savings from Bidenflation and the decreasing value of the U.S. dollar. The Fed's fiat currency is monopoly money. Top experts agree gold and silver will both break all-time highs as the dollar continues to freefall. Call Jack and his team at the Patriot Gold Group today, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 or a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian sent you and get best-in-class service from Patriots Protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a consumer affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row. And remember, when you support Christian Patriot News advertisers, you're supporting me and my beautiful wife in our work as digital soldiers sharing truth far and wide.
Greg, the world is pretty crazy right now. We have recessions being called from Germany all the way to New Zealand. And America has changed the definition of recession so many times, we don't even know what's going on. What are you watching right now?
Well, you know, like, this is something like I think all of us saw coming from like miles and miles away. And it's still the same story how, you know, the United States is immune to everything. Oh, no, the rest of the world falling apart. But here in the United States, we're doing great and fantastic. No recession in sight. Meanwhile, you know, look, clearly people are hurting here in the United States. Loan default skyrocketing, personal debt, household debt, consumer debt, new record highs every day here. It's just that the pressure on the middle class is building. Inflation continues to rise, although the mainstream media tell you that it's not. It's amazing. It's amazing how they tell you one thing that they know to be a lie.
Oh, yeah.
But don't believe your own lying eyes. Oh, no, they're telling you the truth. It's astonishing. But look, this is no secret. The world is going in depression, in recession, moving towards depression, in my view. You can't get out of it. I mean, it's deliberate. You got central banks cutting off the availability of credit, deliberately keeping pressure on the consumer here. They have no intention at all to stop inflating. As a matter of fact, I did a whole video earlier today speaking about how we're going to start to see expanding war. We're going to see new social programs, dependency on the system as they are moving towards their goal here to dismantle the current system, in my view, for a new consolidated power in fewer hands. And the rest of us are going to just, unfortunately, have to deal with the side effect of that. I mean, this is how it's been going for years.
And you see, like you've seen, just since they raised the debt ceiling, they already printed $700 billion. Like, it's getting crazy out there. And like what you said a little bit earlier, it's affecting the middle class the most. Do you believe, Greg, that this whole recession is engineered by the Fed?
Everything is engineered by the Fed. The control of information today. There's nothing that escapes the Federal Reserve. Wow. The Federal Reserve is the government. The central banks are the government. The rest of it's just a sideshow, a way to keep people polarized, a way to keep people hating other people, distracted, deceived, not letting people actually know what's going on. But all of this has been planned out. There's no way on this earth or off the earth that the Federal Reserve did not understand what it was doing when people like you and I and our people who follow our work were made aware of what was going to happen years ago. Mm-hmm. And here it is. So they didn't see it. I mean, it's incredible to me, really. It reminds me of what they're doing lately. You got more promises by the Federal Reserve and other central banks. Oh, inflation is going to eventually come down. You know, it's amazing. And, you know, no accountability. Here, people are, I don't know, I guess holding out some kind of hope that it's going to change. No, it's not going to change. It's going to get monumentally worse from here. I hope they understand that.
Absolutely. And a huge question from a lot of the people that we're seeing now on Reddit and the community is, have we made it through the worst of the banking or the mini banking crisis we've seen recently in 2023? Or does common sense eventually kick in and say no? Like, what's concerning you?
Oh, we're not even close to being done. This is they're dismantling that part of the system. And it's just as I outlined, and I'm sure you did too, for my people, that this is deliberate. They're going to consolidate the power in more banks. And I believe we're going to see a couple of bigger banks here, which we're already seeing weakness in already. Again, they have to do this. They need fewer players in the new system. The new central bank issued digital currency system that's coming. There's no doubt about it. We can't escape it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going here. But yes, that's part of it. I mean, look, from like 10 or 11 months ago, I was looking at the issues that were going on just with some common sense here. No loans, no deposits, no deals. This is, you know, and again, people are being, I think, grossly misled that this is just an issue with the smaller institutions. It's not just an issue. And then you have this whole, you know, real estate hyper bubble here developing, and this massive exposure to this corporate stuff. And there's going to be, and then derivatives. I mean, you could pile this on. The banks are in a lot of trouble. The big banks are in a lot of trouble. Oh, should I say, the people are in a lot of trouble because we're the ones that are going to be forced to bankroll this whole thing again. As you know, it's always the same thing. It doesn't stop. And unfortunately, that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, you absolutely nailed it, Greg. And you see now the Fed now, that's coming out in July. It's coming out next month or right away here. Do you think they're just laying out the groundwork for CBDC? Will people ever accept it, or just people across, or even people in the United States? They're just, even in Canada, they don't want none of that CBDC, and they really want privacy. So do you think it'll work? Well, what do you think is happening with Fed now?
Well, they've been trying to sell this to us for quite a long time. Their writing's been on the wall for years. There's no way out of it. Unfortunately, people are going to, you know, some people don't like it. Like I would assume you and I, we don't like it. The people that follow work, you know, it's all about control. But again, what they've been doing for years is creating people who are dependent on the system. They'll take whatever's given to them. So, and that's the majority of the people. The gross majority are just going to take whatever is given to them, and they're going to be happy. You know, eventually they're going to eat bugs and be happy about that too. It's true. But that's, it's, you know, you hear a lot of talk. Oh, and people, there's no uproar. There's no uprising. There's no revolt. There's no revolution. People today march themselves freely to the slaughter. And then, you know, they bitch and moan about it. But In the end, they're just going to deal with it like they do everything else. I mean, people being destroyed here. The small business is being wiped out. That's the real reason why the Fed's raising rates here, is to limit the availability of credit to small businesses, only to fulfill the corporate agenda. But there's no uprising. There's no uproar. There's no revolt. There's no revolution. This is, you know, look, and the debt, global debt keeps expanding, like you just alluded to just a little while ago here. There was no cuts here. We were sold another lie. Imagine my shock that this deal between McCarthy and the mummy sitting behind the Resolute desk right now, we're going to come up with some miracle solution. Everything's going to be great. We're going to be cutting. They didn't cut nothing. They've promised to pull trillions more into the now. And what did people do about it? Absolutely nothing. I guess that's the way it's going to go. So, you know, whatever.
It's absolutely crazy out there, Greg. And, you know, we are Wall Street Silver, so we love your take on precious metals, gold and silver. Obviously, we see crazy things that's happening with the economy. Where do you see gold going now, let's say, to the end of 2023, going into 2024?
Well, I don't care what they do to it. As far in the shorter run, I don't care. Commodities are the place to be, especially gold and silver. Silver, my favorite asset of all time. Yeah. I just, you know, why do I say that? I tell people just look at a couple of things. Let your fingers do the walking. Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is in la la land. The stock market is in la la land. Suppressed rates have caused distortions to occur across the spectrum of asset classes, malinvestment, cash coming out of things which should be going into, and vice versa. Eventually, this is all going to turn around. There's no doubt about it. The risk-on environment, meaning cash making its way into the stock market, is the direct result of suppressed rates. So you got a risk-on environment, which is going to flip into a risk-off environment, and commodities are going to skyrocket. It's just how it's going to play out. I mean, it's amazing. We're watching bond yields. I watch the 10-year yield all the time being the benchmark. Mm-hmm. How is it that the Fed has been raising rates and raising rates and raising rates, and 10-year yield is going down, 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 down?
Right.
Very interesting, isn't it? The yield curve is screaming at us. You know, it's the most inverted it's ever been in history. Every single forward-looking economic indicator, every single one, without exception, is telling us things are going to get a lot worse. But you don't hear about this from the mainstream. Oh, no, they're telling us how great we're doing. You know, looking at the Dow being so inflated right now, I mean, no one knows where the bottom is here, man. This Fed jumped in here at Dow 6,000. So we know the bottom was lower than 6,000. Where's the actual bottom of this market? No one actually knows. But what I do know is I believe this with all I got and from just my own research and studying it, is we're going to get gold on par with the Dow at one point. Dow, let's say the bottom is Dow 6,000. That means gold 6,000. And then the silver gold ratio, probably 15 to 1, maybe. Even 10 to 1 in a full-on, you know, meltdown of the debt market, which is eventually going to happen. The debt market is a time bomb. It's going to go off, and people are going to run for the hills like they always do. I mean, you know, it's no different this time than any other time. Everyone's going to run to the door at the same time, and we're going to witness quite an event occur here. And then, you know, again, this is not by accident. This is going to be at the time of their choosing when they're ready to do it. That's just why you have the central banks collectively hyper inflating the debt market, understanding that this is not sustainable. It isn't. And the system, the way it's designed, must be fueled this way. Liquidity is drying up. We have instability clearly in the debt markets, why we got bond yields bouncing all over the place like yo-yos. It's the truth. So it's just a matter of time. And, you know, some triggering event, again, of their choosing, I believe that. Yeah. And this whole thing will come apart. And it won't take much.
I don't think we'll ever get to the 2024 election. I think things are going to implode in Washington before then. I think our economic financial condition is fragile. It's going to come home to roost in ugly ways. I will tell you, I don't know exactly how it will happen. I think we're going to end up in a situation where we find out the banks are closed for 2 or 3 weeks and nobody can get into them.
You think so?
I think we're going to run into something like that, yeah. I also think that the levels of violence and criminality in our cities is so high that it's going to spill over into other places in society. People that normally think they can live remote from the problem are now beginning to be touched by the problem. Then I look at this thing in Ukraine. I think Ukraine is going to lose catastrophically. It's going to be a complete collapse. And that, too, is going to have an effect here at home because people are going to say, well, wait a minute. Everybody told us Ukraine was winning. Everybody told us X, Y, and Z. I mean, it's sort of the Russian hoax on steroids. All of those things are going to come together or converge in some way that's going to prevent us from reaching, you know, the status quo. Oh, another election. Oh, another set of campaigns and so forth.
Strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant overnight on the 5th of July with a missile containing a nuclear dirty bomb warhead. That's according to the head advisor to the general director of Rosenergoatom. Let's get more details on this and cross live to RT correspondent Steve Sweeney, who's in Donetsk. Steve, what do we know so far?
Well, we've heard the report that Ukrainian forces are allegedly planning to launch a strike against the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant with a Tochka-U missile armed with a dirty bomb, a nuclear armed with nuclear waste. Now, this comes after both Russia and Ukraine have been trading barbs over the past few weeks, with each side accusing the other of launching or about to launch an imminent attack. Then on Tuesday morning, Ukraine cut the main external power line to the nuclear power plant, causing it to rely on backup supplies. Now, this is a power line that ensures nuclear security and nuclear safety, causing the International Atomic Energy Agency chief Rafael Grossi to raise concerns over the precarious situation at the plant. Now, the plant has been under the control of Russian forces since March. It's Europe's largest, but it has come under frequent attack and frequent shelling from Ukrainian forces, prompting Russia, the Russian ambassador to the United Nations, to send a note around the Security Council just last week, calling on the General Secretary, Antonio Guterres, to force Kiev to stop its provocations. Now, in turn, Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, fired back, and he accused Russia of planning an explosion at the site, and he said that this could be carried out at some distance if the Ukrainian armed forces weren't allowed to get closer to the site. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency replied by saying, well, actually, there is no evidence to suggest this. Now, let's remember that they have a team permanently based at the nuclear power plant. They report every day, and Grossi again replied, and he said, I never argue with the president of Ukraine. I could only say that I was there and did not see it. Our teams are reporting there every day. Now, this was a response to Zelensky's claim that Russia had taken in cars with explosives to the nuclear power plant and had also mined the area. So that has been denied by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Now, of course, these are very, very worrying times, and this could lead to the biggest nuclear catastrophe since Chernobyl in 1986.
To me, when I look at a map, I see a very dug-in Russian army across a huge front that seems very entrenched from a defensive perspective. What do you make of the potential for this counteroffensive that we're being told is so promising to actually succeed?
Look, this counteroffensive was suicidal. And the Ukrainian forces that launched the offensive starting on June 4th, the main units that NATO trained up were clobbered. And in fact, other units were clobbered as well. The Ukrainians didn't stand a chance. I think it was remarkably irresponsible of the West, especially the United States, to push the Ukrainians to launch this offensive. Let me say a bit more about the imbalance between the Ukrainian military on one side and the Russian military on the other. It's not only the fact that the Russians had all these prepared defenses. The fact is that the Ukrainians have a significant disadvantage in terms of artillery, which is the most important weapon on the battlefield. The Russians have probably a 5-to-1, 7-to-1, maybe even 10-to-1 advantage in artillery, which is the king of battle. Furthermore, the Russians control the air. The Russians are allowed to bring air power to bear on the Ukrainian side of the battlefield. So not only are the Russians pounding the Ukrainians with artillery, they're pounding the Ukrainians from the air with all sorts of smart bombs and doing egregious damage to the attacking forces. Furthermore, the Ukrainian forces are not well trained. You can't take a bunch of Ukrainians and train them for a couple months in Germany or Britain and expect them to launch a blitzkrieg like the Germans did in May of 1940. It takes years to produce an army that can do that. The Ukrainian army doesn't have that kind of training. And furthermore, NATO only trained up 9 brigades, only 9 brigades. The Ukrainian army is comprised of about 60 brigades. Only 9 of them were trained up by NATO. And those brigades, not surprisingly, were cut up badly in the initial attacks in early June. So I think there is no chance that the Ukrainians are going to punch through the Russian defenses and score a victory of any significance. And instead, what's going to happen here is the Ukrainians are going to suffer enormous casualties. And in fact, they're going to suffer much greater casualty than the Russians are, because the Russians are dug in, and they're dug into formidable positions. If I were the commander in chief in Ukraine, and the Americans told me that it made sense to launch an offensive, I would have said, you've got this one completely wrong. Given the disadvantages that I face as the commander of Ukrainian forces on the battlefield, it makes eminently good sense for me to stay on the defensive and allow the Russians to go on the offensive, allow the Russians to come out in the open and attack me, and let me attrit those Russian forces from fixed defensive positions. The last thing you want to do, from a Ukrainian perspective, I would tell the Americans, is go on the offensive. But the Americans insisted that the Ukrainians go on the offensive, and they've done that. And the end result is they've been clobbered.
Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is Christian, patriotnews@protonmail.com. www.thepatriotnews.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. And now let's transition from that which is temporal, politics, Q, current events, and news stories, to that which is eternal, sending our hearts and our minds on Christ, our Lord and our Savior, for those of us who put our faith, hope, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whoever puts their faith in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, let's look at a few more verses from Matthew chapter 5. Yesterday, we concluded with verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they might see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The fulfillment of the law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commandments and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus is saying that unless our righteousness is greater than that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, we will not enter eternal life. I'm here to tell you that sounds like a tall order, but I also want to share this. I am the righteousness of God himself through faith in Christ. That's according to God's word. You see, when we put our faith in Christ, we get to experience what's called the great exchange. Jesus takes on our sin debt. He paid it in full on the cross at Calvary. And through faith, his righteousness gets credited to our account. So how do we get a righteousness that surpasses the Pharisees and the teachers of the law? It's easy. You see, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they had a self-righteousness. Their faith was in their ability to follow the law. Their faith was in their ability to be good. My faith is not in that ability at all. As a matter of fact, my faith is in Christ alone. You see, I know for sure that God loves me, and he proved it when he gave his Son to die for me. You see, Jesus is the perfect Lamb. He was blameless, sinless, holy in every single regard. And when you put your faith in Christ, it's like putting on a fleece as white as snow. And when our Heavenly Father looks at us, he no longer sees our sin, but rather he sees the righteousness of his Son. He sees the perfection and the holiness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And how do we obtain that righteousness? By following the law or by putting our faith in Christ? When you can answer that question and you answer correctly, you have eternal life, not by following the law, but through faith in Christ. And that, my friends, is the gospel. Let's pray. If you can close your eyes and bow your head, feel free. It's not completely necessary. I like to do it. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray that you would bless every single person hearing my voice right now. I pray that you would move in their hearts. For anyone who hasn't yet confessed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, Father, your word says that nobody comes to you unless your spirit draws them. So right now, I just pray that your spirit would draw every unbeliever into faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. And if you've never confessed Christ before, you can do that right now, praying a prayer as simple as this. Father, thank you that you gave your Son to die for me. In this moment, I'm going to put my faith in your Son. I realize that I'm a sinner and I can't be good enough. I thank you that you loved me and you proved it when you gave your Son to die for me. So I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I acknowledge that he is your Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, and especially my sin. So I'm turning right now from my life of sin and from unbelief, and I'm turning to you, and I'm putting my faith in Christ. I believe that he paid a debt he did not owe, and I owed a debt I could never pay. But I thank you, Father, that your plan was to give your Son as a ransom for me. So right now I commit my life to you. I no longer live for myself, but rather I will live to please you in every single way, in every thought, in every deed, in every word, in every action, from this day forth to the best of my ability. And when I screw up, I thank you that your Son's sacrifice covers my sin debt. Every sin I've ever committed and every sin that I will ever commit is covered by the precious blood of your Son, who is my Lord and my Savior. So I thank you, Father, that you gave your Son. And I thank you, Jesus, that you died for me. And it's in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray these things. Amen.